views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here in beautiful, sunny Ottawa, Canada. Stay tuned with us for the next hour and feel the instant relief of your intuition. Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock a.m. Mountain Standard Time. We will bring visionaries and speakers and authors that I have met along my journey sharing the information from the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method. All of these people are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. So what if you received the shocking news that your child was diagnosed with autism, ADHD, and a language-based learning disability and oppositional defiant disorder? How would you deal with the anxiety that your child and your family faced every single day? Today, I have Nicole Short here to share her story to inspire others who are also raising children who are facing challenging obstacles in reaching their potential. I first met Nicole at a demo I was hosting at Whitby's Books and Gifts in White Rock, BC. She is here to share her story of her son's incredible journey to wellness. Nicole is now a certified UN Mastery practitioner, and she is working with others to encourage them to find the answers to improve their life, their children's life, and the lives of their entire family. So a really, really big welcome to Nicole Short to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
Hi, Colette. I'm great today. Thank you. How are you?
I'm really having a wonderful day. It's beautiful and sunny here in Ottawa, and we took the train here yesterday for traveling from Toronto. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Good. We've had a pretty good day here. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. My parents have taken my children for me, and I'm really excited to be on the show to share my experience with the Yuen Method.
Cool.
So thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. What I wanted to ask you, Nicole, is I just wanted was wondering if you could share with me what was going on for you, you know, just before I met you at that demo.
Okay. Well, we had found out that Jacob was diagnosed or he had these difficulties a few years previous to meeting you. And we had started the journey of looking for natural solutions to his kind of problem because, you know, the outlook for him was pretty grim. We were told that he had a cognitive ability of 4 out of 100 and that we shouldn't expect too much of him. He, at the age of 6, couldn't even recognize a McDonald's sign driving down the highway. He lacked the ability to have empathy for others and really had no awareness of the impact he was having on the people around him. His nervous system was just in overload all the time. Another practitioner in this community actually took me to that demo, and that was just not this past September, but September 2011.
That's so close.
Pardon?
It seems like it's been so much, there's so much that's happened with him since then. It just seems like it was a longer time that I met you.
I know, because the change that's happened has been surreal. It's absolutely miraculous. So I went to this demo where I got to meet you, and by chance I got picked to be one of the people that you would work on in your demo. And I couldn't believe the insight and clarity that you had in regards to my situation. And I started to feel the shifting instantly, and the pain just started to melt away. And I must say that for the first time ever since we found out about my son, I had hope that we could change. And it certainly has. It certainly has. I started to have private sessions with you, you know, around Christmas time, February of last year. And as you know, Jacob was on quite a bit of medication at that time to help him get through his day. And much more than I usually like to admit. He was on three medications and was due to be put on a fourth. And one of those medications was taken three times a day just so he could get through the day without, you know, breaking out in a huge aggressive attack towards a fellow student or adult taking care of him. After my first session with you, we had an appointment with a psychiatrist a couple days later, and to my complete astonishment, he said, well, he's doing so well now. How about we start lowering the medication? And within a year, and this has only been a year, within a year, he's down, he's off three medications, he's down to one small pill a day, and that's going to be weaned off shortly as well.
That's fabulous. You know, the energetic shifting that I have done for your son, because it's in, what's so beautiful about this is I've never met him in person. All the shifting has been through you.
Yes.
And you know, there's nothing like a mother's love for her child to move a child forward. And what I did is I energetically shifted for every single person that was in his life to support him, and to that the relationships between him and the communication between himself and others would be really strong. And it's just such a beautiful thing that you know, this child who was basically misunderstood, you know, not able to communicate, is able now to communicate with others in this, you know, in a much clearer way. So I understand that your son now has, would you share with us some of the shifts that he has experienced now at school?
Oh, he's doing incredible at school this year. He's developing friendships and communicating within his friendships, sharing with them and speaking with them. When someone says hello to him, he can respond, he says hello. And this is a child who only 2 years ago, if you tried to say hello to him, he would growl at you and look away.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
He's reading. He's, you know, independently able to do work beats at his desk once they're explained to him. And that's a scary. I was quite worried he would never have. And then worried, I'm not worried like I was anymore. And so we all have a peace about us within our home And he's able to share his love with myself, my husband, and his little sister. And he's actually become one of the most incredible big brothers that I've seen a child be. And while his medication was being reduced, his one-on-one helper at the school and his teacher were actually in shock because his behavior and his output at school were just increasing all the time.
Wow, that's so awesome to hear. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that when a mother stops worrying about her child and starts using every single thought that she has about her child to strengthen her child, these are the results that we are going to witness. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan right now, and we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to open the phone lines to our listeners, and we want to move some serious energy here, bring some lightness to this subject. And the phone number where you can call if you want to have some energy cleared here is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
In to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. My guest today is my fellow UN Method practitioner, Nicole Short, and we are joining forces to clear energetic blocks that are holding you back. If you are listening and you have a bother, you can call 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone has your contact information, Nicole. Can you share that with our listeners, please?
Okay, so my website is www.innerfreedomnow.ca. And you can email me at nicole@innerfreedomnow.ca. If you live locally, my phone number is 778-772-7672. Or non-locally, whatever you'd like.
Perfect, Nicole. We have a caller right now that has something they would like to have cleared. So we'll listen in here. Who do we have on the line?
We have V from France on the line.
Cool. Hi there.
Hello, Colette.
Yes.
Hello, Nicole. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds like a French convention. Colette, Nicole, and V.
Yeah. First, before I start, I'm calling for a friend who has a very serious situation. But I wanted to say thank you to you for the last time I was on the radio with you, because I had this going on lungs situation, and 48 hours after, it was completely finished.
Cool, that's awesome.
And it was
awesome.
A deep asthma that absolutely nothing could take away. So I know it's a combination of various UN methods, but, you know, meeting you clarified it completely.
Awesome, that's great to hear. What is happening with your friend?
I want to say that.
Oh, you're very welcome. What is happening with your friend?
Yes. The situation with a friend. She has been diagnosed it's a disease that's named corticobasal degeneration that is supposed to have no treatment and is a fast and very nasty stuff in her brain. So I don't know if I have to, her name is Martine. She's French.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any insight to shift her situation that Nicole and you can bring?
Well, right away what comes up with her is the seriousness of the diagnosis. So we want to strengthen her to the seriousness of life, the seriousness of the diagnosis, and similar to what and when you are diagnosed with something that is supposedly taking over is what's coming up. And it's more coming up that on an emotional level, her having a feeling of being invaded. And so, and it's actually coming from her ancestors being invaded. So let's just strengthen her to all invasions. Any parasitic, it's coming up, parasitic and parasitic waste. So cellular waste. So we just delete that down to zero, negative, infinity, and strengthen her central nervous system to move very quickly here, so that the physical potential at the base of the spine will, clear energetically the accumulations there. Nicole, what are you getting?
Well, just the relationship with the doctors came in, that they would have the insight as to, you know, what to do, that any weaknesses there and any karma there would just be cleared down to zero minus infinity, up to 100% infinite potential, and then just the whole collective influence and, you know, all misinformation that's come in, you know, any belief systems that she has wouldn't weaken her, and that she'd just be strengthened to all of them, and then those would all be deleted down.
All right, cool. How does that feel to you, V?
This is fantastic. I feel a strong emotion.
Yeah,
I feel that I'm connected to her and to you, and something has happened.
Yeah, so we'll strengthen that every time she has a thought about this, every time you have a thought about it, that it would be breaking down the substance. It's kind of just like, the invasion part feels better now. It's, we'll just delete that, with every thought, so that every thought, feeling, and emotion can separate here very easily. And that the thought would be, used to go automatically to her midline to, have a substance breakdown, major detox, and, we'll just strengthen that, and then you can email us and let us know how she's doing.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you for calling in. I am going to also, I have a caller from Georgia right now. So I, can we have that caller?
Sure. We have Charlotte. Charlotte from Georgia on the line.
Hi, Charlotte. This is Colette.
Hey, Colette, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have a grandson who is 10 months old, and he has a milk protein allergy, and he really suffers from that.
Okay. So he's 10 months old. What's his name?
Mm-hmm. Jackson.
Jackson, okay. So we just want to, first of all, right away, what came up is his mom breastfeeding at all?
She tried it, but because of the allergy, she stopped.
Okay, so because what's coming up is that her fears are coming in here, and the word inadequate is coming up, that her milk was inadequate, and that's misinformation, misinterpretation, and misrepresentation of information. So it's going to strengthen her to that when any time you have a child under the age of 10, the weaknesses that a child has generally, when a mother is very concerned about her ability to mother, is this her first child?
No, it's her second child.
And what happened with the first?
He will be 3 in August. And what do you mean what happened as far?
Like, did she nurse him?
Yes, she did.
And how did that go?
She had a very hard time in the beginning.
Yeah.
She did not have enough milk, and he lost weight, and then it became a big deal, but she continued to feed him and, you know, breastfed him until he was a year. So.
Okay, so let's just take all the experiences that she's ever had in the past, the present, and the future, so that she doesn't, it's just coming up feeling unable to feed her children. And it's actually coming up as spiritual experiences that have accumulated, not just in this, you know, at this time with these children. So we're just going to strengthen her and all mothers to the ability to provide for their children and to be able to support their children. Nicole, what are you getting?
I'm picking up now just the way she's perceived.
The way the mother...
Any experience as a mother in being perceived, the way other people look at you. So just that fear of being judged and all the influence of, you know, what you should be doing as a mother. Should be breastfeeding, you know, whatever it is, and just strengthen her to all of that so that it's not coming into her body, mind, and spirit, and that she's just feeling whole and centered and no matter what.
And then it's coming up whole milk, just the saying whole milk,
okay,
you know, as in 2%, or yeah. So we're just going to strengthen also like this Jackson, strengthening him to all his cow experiences, all experiences with dairy, all experience many, many times when children have allergies, and in particular to milk, and this is coming in, it will show up on the emotions coming in. And so we're just going to strengthen him emotionally. And every single time that his mother, his grandmother, and all the way up and down the line, his father and up and down the line have a thought about this child, that it deletes down to zero, negative infinity, any limiting beliefs about his ability to digest life, for them to be able to digest life fully. What else are you getting, Nicole?
Just strengthening on the physical level.
Okay.
Just strengthening the intestines, the organ systems, you know, the assimilation. Is that the correct word?
Yes, assimilation is coming up.
Yeah. So yeah, we're just down to zero minus infinity and up to 100% infinite potential.
There we go. That feels much better. Grandma, how are you feeling about Jackson when you think about him right now?
I'm kind of feeling neutral.
Good. The more neutral everyone gets to this, the more that this child will be able to process. It's coming up being able to process not just milk, but to process life and to stomach stomach hardship is actually coming up. So we're just going to strengthen him that every time any of you have a thought of him, it's going to put a little more tension into his digestive, reproductive, and his respiratory system so that they're all working 100% together. And so I I'm Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. So when we come back, Nicole and I will clear some more energetic blocks that are preventing you from moving forward. And thank you so much, Charlotte, for calling in. Stay tuned and call in if you have an issue, 1-800-930-2819.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years experience. Visit KeepYourWord.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Questions in consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I have certified UN Mastery Practitioner Nicole Short with me to clear energetic blocks that are preventing you from getting what you want. Call in at 1-800-930-2819. We have someone on the line right now, Sandy.
Hi.
Are you there?
I'm here, yep.
Sandy, is that you from Toronto?
It's me.
Yay! Sandy just participated in my level one seminar in Toronto. I just want to say congratulations to you and to all of the other people that were at the seminar for now being UN Method practitioners in training. It's awesome.
It is awesome. Thank you, Colette. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I'm just finding myself constantly thinking about it and shifting and listening and just sort of diving into it all. But I still have this underlying feeling that, can I really do this, or will I make the change I hope to make? And really,
you know what I would really like to have is Nicole address that, because Nicole was basically where you were a short time ago. So Nicole, can you, words of advice for Sandy?
Well, you can do it, and I'm actually getting that you already are.
Yes.
So you've already had a real impact on your family. Just in, what, did you take that level one a week ago?
Just this past weekend.
Just this past weekend? So just a few days ago, and the energy of your home is already completely different. So it's just the doubt in the mind. So I'm just going to shift any doubt in your subconscious and non-conscious mind and conscious mind, so that you'd be able to see, you know, and feel what you're actually doing for yourself, your family, and friends. Down to zero minus infinity, up to 100% infinite potential and beyond. In that, you would notice the results, and that the results would happen quickly. To your children.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm getting the results are there. It's perception. So we're just going to strengthen you to anything that feels the same, doesn't feel the same. Any change, no change, different, not different, and just strengthen that perception, because what happens is when you start stepping into quantum shifting, it's so much faster than what we are used to, and many of us believe that healing takes time, which is why we don't need to heal. We're just going to strengthen that the energetic blocks are shifted, and that you are doing, and that you can start recognizing that you are facilitating these shifts. And it's it feels really good. Welcome on board, Sandy.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey already, I have to say.
Yeah. So those times where you're doubting yourself, it's just your mind stepping in to, confuse you a little. So you just let your mind, take your mind out of it and feel with your intuition. That's what you're doing. And the results will speak for themselves.
All right. And so the fear that I'm feeling now of not finding the words or not allowing it to flow, that it's all connected in with the doubt?
It's going to flow whether you find the words or not. You don't need to have the words.
Okay.
We'll just strengthen you to that. And just being strong to allowing yourself to go with the flow. There's nothing better than going with the flow. So thank you for calling in. And we'll, email me and let me know how you are doing. We have another caller on the line, Gloria from California. Gloria. Are you there?
Hi, Colette. I am.
Hi.
I want to thank you just for doing what you're doing. I was in tears with your story about your Nicole's son. That was just, I still get teary. Wow, that's just amazing. So incredible.
I agree. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I know. I was like, And I, you know, my daughter's like in her 20s, so I was just like, I'm still like crying, like, oh my God, it would be so amazing. Anyway, so Nicole, you helped me a few weeks ago with working on my neck, and I'm doing the singing, and I'm just starting to perform, and you had also helped me with the neck and the throat. And so I just wanted to see if you could. It just feels like there's fear or something. I had a performance yesterday at actually a Kundalini yoga class. So I bought my guitar and sang some original songs, and it went great. But my neck, I could feel it stiffening up, and then my hands were stiffening up a little bit. And then when I got home, or this morning at like 4 a.m, nasty, nasty like headache. That I had to get the ice for the head, and it just felt like. So, could you check that out for me? See what's going on,
Nicole. What I'm picking.
Okay.
This is Colette.
I was just waiting for Colette. But
okay.
What I'm getting is it's a little bit of self-doubt in what you're going to create, and so just allowing that to happen. And that everything that you desire in your life coming out on this plane. And that's like the risks represent, you know, moving forward in life. And so they're getting a little bit stiff because you see yourself moving forward. So doubt, no doubt, moving forward strong. Down to zero minus infinity, up to 100% infinite potential, and then just allowing all that flow of the energy to move through your body and down and out the feet. And that any choices you've made in the past or not made in the past, that you would be strong to them so that the past, you know, isn't going to come in to affect your future and your present activities. So it's, and really get your body strong to moving forward was what adding the neck was about that
okay,
night.
So, and what I'm picking up here is it's the neck is good now. It's the esophagus to the large intestine. So we're just going to strengthen, you know, your large intestine and your esophagus are very intimately connected. It's actually coming up from the valve of Houston, which is at the just above your rectum. And so we're just going to strengthen that. It's about any crappy experiences that you had in the past, accumulations of those, rearing their ugly head is how it's coming up. So it's kind of like you're in the flow, and then all of a sudden you get very close to feeling like you may be approaching your absolute best performance. And what happens is when many people are very close to their absolute best, they have a tendency to sabotage themselves because they are people would think that if you are approaching your absolute best, that you would be strong energetically to that, but many people have a weakness there. So we're just going to strengthen you that every single performance that you do will be better than the one before you, so that any failure that you have in any performance right now would be better than any failure you've had in any other performance, so that there is no failure. Success, no success. Failure, no failure. And I'm also getting that this is like kind of like a long-held kind of reaction that you have on the emotional level when you get close to your absolute best. So we just strengthen that you can be close to your absolute best. And it's kind of like, you know, if you're watching a football game and, you know, the receiver has the ball and he trips just before he gets over the goal line. So we're just going to strengthen you that you don't have to trip, and you don't have to find sort of a bother to stop you to prevent you from moving forward. And whenever you feel that, when you are performing and when you are bringing your voice up, if you bring it up from your base chakra, from your from the base of your spine, that you will find that if you bring your voice up from there, that you will have a lot more staying power is what it's coming up. Being able to handle the pressure. And any pressure that you feel in your head, just push that energy down through the bottoms of your feet. And it's also coming up, claim your stage. So you can step into any atmosphere, into any room, into any environment, and you would be able to push your energy through. And it actually is coming up that it was not the nerves, any nerves that you had. Nicole has totally shifted that. As a matter of fact, you're stronger to performing than not performing. It's more about the nervousness of people around you at the thought of performing. So sometimes what happens is we think that we are feeling the weakness from ourselves, and it's actually coming in from others. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. And how does that feel now, Gloria?
That's really right on, because I'm very, I do healing work too. I'm like a triple water sign, so I always pick up other people's stuff.
Okay, so we just strengthen those external boundaries. We need to take a break now. Thank you for calling in. And I just, Nicole, can you give us your contact information one more time?
Okay, it's www.innerfreedomnow.ca, or you can contact me through email at nicole@innerfreedomnow.ca.
Cool. And when we come back, we are going to do the shift of the week. We are going to work on, do a group clearing for all the mothers around the world. We'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit The Truth Is Funny.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Okay, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. We're just going to take one more quick caller, and Karen from Philadelphia, and then we'll do that group shift that I promised. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Colette. How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Great. I'd like you guys to take a look at a family transition issue. My parents have both recently passed away in less than 2 years. My older brother, there's six of us, five girls, one boy, 60. Big transition for him. He's never fully supported himself. So we've been working on him, and he's made a lot of progress. But if you guys could take a look at us to be supportive of him and all that, it'd be great.
Did he just turn 60, you said?
Yes, in April.
Okay, so let's strengthen him to his age. It's like you guys all have him being like even older. So we're just going to strengthen him to the upcoming decade of his 60s. And it's kind of like, is this person kind of childish?
Yeah, I think, you know, years ago he might have been diagnosed with Asperger's or something, but yes, mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah, because this is what's coming up. We're going to strengthen him to and all of you to his age, and then to you and all of you being orphans. I know it sounds funny to be orphans at you know, but when you lose both parents, a lot of people have a weakness to that, orphans. Nicole, what are you picking up?
The first thing that came in for your brother is that he would be able to be aware of what's going on outside of his body as much as what's going on within his body. It's like he goes within and mm-hmm. he loses focus on what's going on outside. And so I'm just going to balance those. It's going to help him be, make consistent steps of action in taking care of himself or not taking care of himself.
Yeah, and it's we'll just strengthen that all the fears around the family, all the fears of, it's kind of like all of you having to step into the role of parenting him. So we'll just strengthen mm-hmm. you to that, being parents of someone that is, you know, like you didn't expect to have to parent. So speaking of parents, what we'll do, you can email us and let us know if you notice a shift in him. He feels a lot stronger now. It's more about every thought that the family has supporting him instead of worrying about him. And yep. So thank you very much, Karen. And we're going to do a group clearing on that right now. The number one weakness for children around the world and even siblings that are, you know, have turned 60, if there's, you know, a weakness in the family in that way, we want to strengthen the leading weakness, which is mother's worry. There's, you know, as mothers, and I'm a mother, Nicole's a mother, we are taught to worry, and many of us worry, and we, you know, my mom used to brag that she was the best worrier out there because if her worry, you know, would solve, as if that's going to solve any problem for all of us and prevent us anything from happening to us. So we want to just strengthen the body and the mind and the spirit of all mothers listening in here, all mothers who will be listening in, all grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers, up and down the family line, so that anytime there's a thought of worry, that thought would just instantly be let go. And that instead, that we would be able to go to our feeling and our intuition, so that we would feel with our intuition our God-given understanding of how to be a mother. And so we just strengthen that. If a mother does not believe her children have a brilliant future, who's going to? Next in line would be the father's worry. So we're just going to strengthen that also, that every mother, father, and child, that the relationship between the mother, the father, and the child would be a strong one within each family. And then moving into mother, father, child, and siblings, so that all the interrelated connections between everyone would be strong, so that every single time that anyone in a family would have a thought about anyone else in their family, that would have a strengthening effect. And we can all do that by, if you go to your spine, that would be like the hard drive of your computer if you considered yourself a binary computer. computer. And we want to strengthen that every time you go to the spine and you have a thought, you could put a little tension and you think you feel the spine of your children right now. And every single time you have a thought, that thought strengthens them and then they strengthen you. Every single child comes into our life to improve our life. And we can strengthen each other in this way. Nicole, what are you picking up here?
Just strengthen every mother, father, and child to the home environment. And that the home environment would be strong. And that any weaknesses that any children would perceive, they're strong to them now. And that strength that they feel in their home environment would be carried out in every other environment.
Especially what's coming up for the parents out there. Often when our children are off to school, what happens is we have experiences that educational experiences that are weakening us. So we want to strengthen our educational experiences so that our children's educational experiences are strong, so that the home and the school and any business environment, that all of those would be strong and supporting all of us, so that when that our environment at our business, when we're away from home, would strengthen our children at school and also at home. Anything else, Nicole?
That's feeling pretty fair.
Yeah, it's feeling really good. So
it's feeling really strong.
Yeah. So
and that strong, that feeling would just hold.
Good.
As people carry out their day.
Okay, so
and
we're
that they would notice the shift.
We're going to boost that so that every time anyone listening to this has a boosting thought for their child, that it's going to boost every other mother and father and child on the planet and in the universe. So if you would like to connect with me, you can go to thetruthisfunny.com or crystallinevision.com on Facebook, Google, Twitter, all the social media. Right now I am in Ottawa, Canada, and I am having free demos here in Ottawa. Actually, tonight I have a free demo at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Orleans on Aquaview Drive. You can check my Crystalline Vision website on the events page for more information around that. And then tomorrow night on June 6th at 7 o'clock at the Crystal Dawn. I'm also hosting a Level 2 3 seminar on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Ottawa. And I have an all-new teleconference series that I am presenting on July 24th, Bloom Into Your Infinite Potential. And you can check that out on www.thetruthisfunny.com. I just want to thank Nicole for inspiring so many moms. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Colette, for having me on your show, and thank you to everyone who listened in as well.
It was so fun to connect with all of you, and you can join me every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And next week, it will be my great pleasure to have the brilliant Leroy Maloof join me on The Truth Is Funny, so that and he is an amazing man that I have worked with extensively. And he will be here to help you enjoy the ride of your infinite potential. So bye for now. And remember, shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio.com, transforming the world.